if we don't get a chance to get to it today, on the Shabbos part of the sugya, also to look at two things. There are more things, but of course, in Mukhe Yosef, which we still have to talk about, the Rishonim on Samach Amud Aleph, Rashi, the Rosh, Tosas. Also, if you get a chance, either the Mukhe Yosef or Tosar Ben Peretz, what happens with Malachas Machshavas. But also, just to add, those are things already in the mix. There's an interesting tshuva of the Ravya, Tuf Kuf Samach Zayin, 967. In the it's also can be found in the Shitas Kamoi in Sanhedrin, and Ayin Zayin Oman Aleph, where he talks about being the Galgel Achavis. In other words, again, what constitutes Koach and Hilchos Shabbos. So it's kind of a parallel to our question. Again, we're not going to go through all the different permutations of this. It would just take us forever. A very interesting topic, obviously. All the different kind of forces, forces that can be harnessed, independent forces, non-forces, forces that can be integrated. But the issues that we're talking about. But also just to look at two famous tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer. One is in Shin Orachaim, but actually Nechus Yom Tov. One is in Shin Pei Ches, and the other is Shin Pei Tes. There's also other material in the Avnei Nezer, but we're not going to go through it right now. And that's also in the Eglei Tal, in Malacha Zorah, and again, I think he has in Tochein. You know, he has a bunch of, there's basically cases of the role of Grumma in Nechus Shabbos, which of course has tremendous halacha l'maisa consequences in addition to everything else. And there's just a lot of material on all those questions, timers and other grummas from before Shabbos to into Shabbos, which is like the Mukhe Yosef problem, from the beginning of Shabbos, where the malacha part only manifests itself later, how that relates to things like, Bishul and Tzad and delayed malacha, Zareya, delayed malachos. So again, we're not going to get into all that because we'll never get out of it, but obviously it's all connected. So a lot of these things have to do, as we'll see with regard to Zohar and the Rush, and we've already hinted, have to do with the particular Shein Malacha, and as the character of the Malacha in question, just how is it initially formulated in the Torah? Like, what is the nature of Bishul, and what is the nature of Tzad, and what is the nature of Zoreya, and what is the nature of Zorah? That's how is it initially structured? It's not like we're talking about necessarily Avos and Toldos, where you have, like a certain category or a paradigm, and then the question is to apply, permutations or applications of it, so then that's what you sometimes have. But when you're talking about, even then, of course, you have to take into consideration, the special character of the particular malacha. But especially if we're talking about the Av Malacha itself, the paradigm case, which is true of Ofe and Bishul, which are delayed malachos, or Zareya, or the Grumma aspect, which is most particular, which we are going to talk about just briefly, in Zorah. So if we're talking about not the Tolda, the application, but the Av itself, so the question of the particular nature of that malacha, looms even larger. So these are the things we're going to discuss very briefly. But you should just, be aware that there's a massive halachic, history and literature out there, which is all, very consequential and very fascinating, but built around a lot of these issues and a lot of these discussions. Okay, so that we can get out of this topic, let's move on to where we were. We still have a bunch of things to do. But the last thing I think that we were discussing was the gravity question. Right, an important question. We talk about the gravity of gravity. Again, just to make it clear, I don't think that there's an actual machlokas, about the workings of gravity. We leave to, to the physicists. In the end of the day, clearly there's you know, that there's a force, obviously, that you know, is exerted by, you know, the pull of the planets and the structure of the universe and all of that. You know, there is some, you know, gravity force, obviously, which has to do with, you know, the alignment of everything. There's no question that that is factually correct. And it's also true that, you know, that how that affects... how that affects objects, you know, depends on the, you know, the quality of the object, the mass of the object, and so on and so forth. So just very fascinating to encounter discussions in the halakha, right, which of these components, right, is really determinative when it comes to the question of, you know, either integrating seamlessly, you know, by harnessing these forces into one's own actions, or, you know, being perceived as something less than, but still mitzuraf to one's actions, you know, or a level of grama, etc. Which component, in other words, are you going to emphasize? Are you going to emphasize, you know, the force of gravity per se, or are you going to stress the, you know, the impact on the particular heftza, you know, based on you know, what it contributes, you know, to the interaction, which, you know, is a factor in the consequence. So so again, I don't think David Bonfil and the Ran are really debating, you know, what gravity is, probably, or if they were, it doesn't really matter to us so much. The point is that each one of them was highlighting or accentuating a factor, you know, in the interaction between the force of gravity and the particular object, both of which are true, and it's an interesting open question, like which of these is koveya. So that, just to, you know, just to make that clear, I checked this out with Joey, you know, although it was in the street, you know, and there were a lot of cars honking and everything, but right? Do we agree about that? Okay. So, yeah, but either way, Rabbi David Bonfil certainly is trying to turn gravity into a non-entity when it comes legally, you know, to this question, because he's putting a heavy emphasis on the heftza's role, or its weight, or its mass, or whatever the proper, you know, term is, and therefore it's kind of turns every gravity, you know, consequence into a davar d'bimeila, where the Ran was saying, you know, relative to Ruach Metzuya, you know, this is a constant, and it's, you know... you know, just a, you know, a relentless, you know, force. So if anything, it's more than Ruach Metzuya, and therefore it's even more integratable. And I was saying that even a third perspective, and that given the Ran's, you know, just, you know, emphasis of that part of it, one could have said that, you know, it's such a force that it's not an integratable force, it's an independent force. And that also would have the same parallel opposite, but the same effect as Rabbi David Bonfil. It wouldn't make it a, you know, a mimela action, but it basically would strip the pa'ula part away from the gabra, right, and attribute it all too much. It would make it like Ruach Shein Metzuya, is basically, but not Ruach Shein Metzuya, which is there. Although it's an interesting question too, right? I mean, I was questioning about Ruach Shein Metzuya, which is present. You know, this is omnipresent, you know, Ruach Shein Metzuya. So, you know, you could say, oh, omnipresent Ruach Shein Metzuya, of course, could be harnessed. Or you could say it's omniness, you know, and yet it's in a Metzuya, not in a Metzuya, you know, whatever. I mean, it's greater independence, you know, actually makes it more like the Rajban or Beinu Yonah's. You know, everything is a heftza in the hands of this force, rather than this force, you know, is harnessed and integratable and is being, you know, subjugated, you know, and therefore integrated into Maisa Ada. Okay? So that, I hope, is clear, but that's kind of what the issues are, and I'm trying to take it away from there being actually a debate about gravity so that it can work according to all perspectives on gravity. Because either way, these are components, and all these are reasonable ways of looking at this question. The question is, what does the halakha really think about it in the consensus, you know, and so on, and that's an interesting question. Okay. So again, the impact of gravity, you know, On the area of Mazik is one question. And then, of course, Rotzeach. And what about Shabbos? And what about Netilas Sadayim? And what about Tvila? And what about Shchita? All of these become very important questions, very parallel to the questions that we're asking about Esho Mishum Chitzav and Esho Mishum Mamono, etc. Okay. So, and Odom HaMazik, we know that's a Sigin Chavav Medbeis. So the discussion of the Rajba and Ra'ah in Torah Abayis about Shchita and about Tvila and the connection to Mazik is part of the issue. The brief comments of Tosis on Ayin Zayin and Sanhedrin about possibly distinguishing between Shchita and the Ritzicha, Shchita and Mazik are part of this issue, etc. It should also be known that the Ramah, I was going to bring the Kamoi in Sanhedrin, but I think I forgot it at home. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, if anybody has it here, has a whole different take on reading the Gemara. Has a whole different take on a bunch of things, but he has a whole different take on reading the Gemara of Litzdadim. Now, there's a simple reading of our Gemara the way that the mainstream Rishonim understood it, Rashi, Tosis, the Kiddush Haran, David. What they all understood was that if you throw an object in the air, right, and on the way down, it doesn't come straight down. Its trajectory is affected by the koach of the zrika, right? That's called koach kachush on the way down, and that's not gravity, right? That's at least koach kachush. And the only thing that's gravity is straight down, right? And that's the discussion. Why is gravity not generate rotzeach? Is that because of gravity? Is that because it is Eshem Shemchitzav, but Eshem Shemchitzav doesn't generate rotzeach? Things that we have to talk more about still, etc. The Ramah just understood the Gemara in a totally different way. In his understanding, the koach kachush is on the way up. Meaning you throw the object up, and then at some point, it starts to, it doesn't say straight up. That part becomes koach kachush, and that's what the Gemara was, discussing. However, anything that happens on the way down, says the Ramah, even if it's not direct, right, straight, but it's angled as a result of having thrown it, that is all under the rubric of nefila, of gravity. And the Ramah's view is that l'kula alma is patur from Yishum Rotzeah. And again, it's a huge nafkamina. In other words, only things that you hit on the way up, even if your zrika is already waning, by virtue of the clash with the gravity, and that's already, turning it a little bit, that you'll be chayav. That's called koach kachosh. But anything on the way down, you're pater for. So that's very remarkable. At the same time, the Yad Ramah, if anybody has the line, you can find it. If not, you'll look it up when you get a chance. On the other hand, on the way down, his first position is that anything on the way down that, is a consequence of first having been thrown up, so it's kind of a stalek, kocho, or stalek nicer, he's shown, that already the gravity does it, and therefore you are legamri potter. However, if something is nafal miyado, like meniach davar biyado lipal bekavana, right, so then it's not nistalek Maisav Arishon. So that's you're harnessing gravity, right, you're harnessing gravity, intentionally. So that you are chayav for. I mean, that's how we explain this again, Bava Kama, say Chavav, and possibly the Sugya in Chulin, and Dafir Aleph, depending on what you think, those cases are, Hipila Ruach, or, just Nafal Miyado, etc. So that's interesting, that as long as you don't have a clash between your actions and gravity, or maybe the correct way to say it is maybe there's something in between these two things, harnessing gravity, directly, and maybe also intentionally, that's a question whether you need that, that is Mechayev. Okay, anybody have it? Is it up there? Yeah, Alex, go ahead. Just the lines that are important. Yeah.
Vomer Papa Zark stroll the Malavalk will start in Derek Aliyasa Kilo also the Malav Mukhin is Gavin Zarkov, Pewan, Alan Nutsell.
He's throwing it up and it doesn't go straight exactly where he wants it. It starts veering to the sides.
Baharga, Chayav, Bhudasubai. Amr the receiving Barashi Lervina, my time. Amr Lay, Mishum, the Kohu, Bakshile, Ikoho, who takes a whale.
Meaning that it should keep going straight up where he threw it.
Da Iuki, the Chavin, Lemizrka, Lael, who the Chavin.
Yeah.
Azil studin below Azilael. When we come back from Kivan Kokhu Buchayel, Brainu Ba Perish Acher, Venu Kedai Lefichach Lokas.
That's Rashi. Yeah. Shom Yemine, the Azil Tachas, Baharga, Pator, even if it's Mitzadin, the Lav Kokhu, the Groma Bialmahu. They says, Bahani Mila Bezorik Pahed, Kape Nama.
Because of Baharga, Aval Misha Haisa Evan Biyadam, Niskavin Lahanicha, Kadesha Tibol Aladam,
the Tehareg,
the Yarda, the Hargo Chayav, Avagav Dlat Kochahu, Gira Didehu, Velo Gara
Mibitka Demaya. Now, I should also add that Bitka Demaya is a very fascinating case, very controversial case. We've already seen a little bit, you know, what about in Rotzeach, what about in Dine Mamanus, how connected is it to the Garmi, and so on. The Ramah has a very strong view, as does the Ravya that I mentioned in Tav Tav Kuf Samach Zayin, which we'll talk very briefly about Bidka Demaya. For example, Rashi in Bidka Demaya seems to say that it depends on how close the person is, or how long it takes, or how close, what level of proximity there is to the Bidka Demaya. And other Rishonim are of the opinion that it has to do with the Koach question. So the Ramah in particular is dismissive of Rashi, quotes Rashi, and not by name, but he mentions Rashi Shita, and he says, I don't see what distance and time has to do, mali, what does that have to do with anything? It's all about Koach. So that's this question of Bidka Demaya, and also its parameters in terms of Koach and what constitutes, you know, Koach or Koach Kocho. These are all very important issues and questions. Okay, now let's talk just for a minute before we move on to some of the other things about the end of Tosas and Sanhedrin. Again, I'm not going to spend much time on it, but just the Marsha and the Marshal at least. What do we have in the end of Hudi? Do you have it? Tosas in the end, till now, in the beginning of Tosas basically, you know, takes the, you know, the Hechatimtzi way out of the problem, right? The big Tosas on Samach, on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Namely, when it comes to the questions that we're dealing with, namely gravity and, 1 second. Gravity and Sof Chama or Sof Tzina Lavo, correct? Tosis has taken the view, yeah. This is according to the Mandamar, Eishim Shum Amono, not according to the Mandamar, Eishim Shum Chitzav. But if you hold Eishim Shum Chitzav, in Achanami, right, gravity is the equivalent of Ruach Mitzuya, and Eishim Shum Chitzav is something that is going to apply not only in Mazik, but also in Rotzeach, and in Shechita. Correct? Could he? Right? Then Tosis has this very remarkable turnaround. So just again, I'm not going to spend so much time on it, but Odesh Lefaresh.
Odesh Lefaresh, the Kohal Hani, the Sof, Kama, Retina, Vari Lavo, Vizarak, Sror, Lamala, Vinapal, Latahas, Abil, Kafaso, Vadabiu, Sham, Potter.
And it's all these cases that we just said, if you hold Eishim Shem Chitzav, should be Chayiv, right? He's now doing a turnaround. Not doing a turnaround, I mean, it's another Deya. That all these cases are Potter. Because they're really not Odama Mazik or Kocho. In fact, they are the dummy.
Dummy Lakoch Kocho. The Eish Nami Shalo Hamisa Ella Beruach Mitsuya Pater Mimisa. Ella Delinia Mamon Fayev Nezak Shale.
Okay, one second. Very hard to read this. So first he's saying, again, if you throw something in the air, right, and then it comes down, he's saying that isn't kocho, right, that is what? Koach kocho. Right, because the zrika lamala is koach, I guess, and the gravity is koach kocho. Similarly, if you bring, the person or the animal, whatever it is, closer to the sun or to the, you know, chill, right? And then the weather itself, you know, moves, you know, in that direction as well, whatever that means, right? In terms of time or geography. So that is kocho. That's not kocho. And therefore you would be potter, you'd be chayiv mishum mazik. I'm sorry, you'd be potter mishum mazik and mishum rotzeach. Correct? So what's the difference between that and the hidlik, or maybe even leva, and ha'esh molicho? So the answer seems to be that Tosis is suggesting that only holachas ha'esh ayde ruach mitzuya is fully integratable. Maybe because that's the typical way that a fire spreads, l'chatchila, right? Again, sometimes there's enough fuel, you know, to sustain the fire, but typically, I guess, either ruach mitzuya, you know, as a force is more integratable, right? Or again, it just has to do with the interaction between eish and ruach mitzuya. I guess a nafkamina might be something like avano sakino maso, right? Al yidei ruach, is it a din of ruach mitzuya as opposed to gravity and these other things? You know, and you know, the sun and the cold and the... I'm not sure. Okay, but either way, it sounds like what Tosis is saying is that everything else is koach kocho because it's not a perfect, you know, integration. You know, but only eish beruach mitzuya is a perfect integration. Okay. And then he adds... The Eish Nami.
Eish Nami Shelo Hamisa Ela Beruach Mitzuya Pater Mimisa.
Yeah, so what is that? So again, there are two girsos here. Right? One is the Eish Nami Shelo Hamisa Ela Beruach Mitzuya Pater Mimisa. Let's read it that way. El De'inyan Mamon Chayev Nezek Shalei. Okay, that's the gear, so we're going to read it inside just a second. That's the gear, so the Marsha. So Tosis is saying two things, sounds like. Very hard Tosis. One is that only Ruach Mitzuya integrates into Maisa Adam seamlessly. That's what I mean by integrates. As one Koach. Right? That's A. As opposed to these gravity and the Sof Chama and so on and so forth, which are two. That's koach kocho. That's one point. And the second point is that even that, even the integration, presumably Tosis is speaking the mandamar, of course, eishim mishum chitza up here. Correct? So he no longer needs, you know, to I wouldn't say hide behind, that's mean. He no longer needs to, you know, project the hechatimtzi of the mandamar eishim mishum amono to get out of this problem. Now he's saying something very serious and very substantive. So it sounds like he's saying that even Eishem Shubchitzav is limited to Mazik, right, and doesn't apply to Rotzeach. Okay, question is, why? Again, what will you do with the Sugya and Afkav Gimel, right, Chabes on Beis, or the Mishnah, again, about the seeming Kamli B'drava Mina case, that's always a problem. That's a problem for the Chidushi Aran, right, who's mechalik between Rotzeach and Mamon. It's a problem for a Belvel, right? We'll get to that in a second. He doesn't really completely resolve that either. at least not some parts of it, as we'll discuss. And it would be a problem for this daya in Tosis. Okay, so we need to get back to that anyway. They're not telling us. The Ran and Tosis certainly are not telling us. But this is where the Pashtus of a Tosis are. So this would be another limitation, again, like the Ran in this sense. But this is more curious because we're saying two things. Number one, you know, that Ruach Metsuya is more integratable than the other forces, but it's still not enough for Ruach Metsuya to work for Rotzeach. Yeah?
Doesn't it seem more like Tosfos is saying that Ruach Metsuya is just like everything else? It's all Koach Koko. It just happens to be that there's a track of Mishum Emona, and that's why you're having Mishum Azmi.
Is that what he's saying? It doesn't sound that way to me. Oh, I mean, that's not saying two things. He's saying, Odei Shafarish, Nebekol Hanin Sof Chama, Ari Lavo, Zorek Tzror, this is all Koach Kocho. No, then what, you're saying Eshem Shem Chitzav doesn't work at all?
Right, that's what he said later.
Apagat Koach Kocho. One second. Oh, I understand with the later. Okay, yeah. I have trouble with that. But El Dilin and Mamon Chayv Nezik Shalem. Velodomi Lachatzin Nezik Tzor. That's, by the way, we're going to read the Marsha in a second. But that very difficult line, right? Alpha Gav the Koach Kochohu. Tzoros isn't really Koach Kocho, as the Achronim point out. We'll leave this for Tzoros. We'll get back to it. The Eishonami Chayv Mishum Mamono Kedbucha Parakets at a Regel. Right, but then you're saying that you're not leaving. I understand what you're saying, but if that's the case, then you're not leaving any place for Eishem Shemchitzav.
Right. He's saying that in a family there is no.
I mean, what do you do with all the Gemaras?
So
in Mazik, you're saying Eishem Shemchitzav. So where is Eishem Shem? Eishem Shem Chitzav doesn't work for Rotzeach. It doesn't work for Mazik. What does it work for? What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Yeah. So let's look at the Marsha for a second. I'm saying that I understand why you would want to read it that way, but it just doesn't leave anything for Eishem Shem Chitzav. Right. Now, I don't think you have to fully subscribe to the Marsha either. Read the Marsha just for a second. But I think you do have to say something about. That's why I'm preferring to think that Tosis is saying two different things. Right? He's saying Eishem Shemchitzav and Mazik Beruach Metsuya is integratable, but even that falls short of Rotzeach. Right? But these other things are actually just Koach Kocho. He's saying almost a combination of what the Rav David Bonfil, but more, because Rav David Bonfil is only about gravity. I think Tosis is saying only Ruach Metsuya in the other direction. Shua, it sounds like you want to say something?
No, I'm just saying that the Meir Shar reads that line like that chair was
said. He reads the last line. That's the part I don't like.
It's that the Chiyuv is only Mishum Mamona.
Yeah, I'm just saying you don't leave anything for Eishem Shemchitza.
He has.
What?
Well, I mean, he has this difference between Ruach Metsuya and the
ace
traveling on its own.
Right, I understand. But but he points out that the ace traveling... Right, because he's assuming that the ace traveling on its own... No, that part I do agree would apply is only Mishum Mamono even for Reish Lakish.
The ace traveling on its own is the case I thought
that would be Chitzav. That would be Chitzav, and that I'm saying that even for Reish Lakish, that's only Mamono, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan exists.
Yeah.
Right, but that's a very narrow... Right, so let's read that 100%. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm aware. That's why I was alluding the second ago.
I said
I
don't. The Marsha was reading.
Yeah, so let's look at the Marsha just to see. Oh, by the way, what's the alternative? Is the other Girsa, which is the Marsha. Okay. How do you read according to the Marsha? The Dami the Koach Kocho, the Eishnami Shalohi Misa, Ela Beruah, She'ena Metsuya, Potter Mimisa. Okay, now the advantage of that is that you're leaving Ruach, what motivated the Marshal? Presumably that Ruach Metsuya, right, is Chayiv even for Rotzeach. Correct? So Ruach Metsuya is Chayiv Mishum Rotzeach, and it also is Kocho, because it's fully integratable. If it's integratable, so A, it's not called koach and mazik, unlike these other things, right? And number two, it'll apply even to rotzeach. The only problem with the marshal is, as the marshal and others point out, what's the problem, Asher? Like, what's he talking about? Because ruach sheina metzuya, yeah? Is potter even by mazik, whether, you know, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So what's the big deal to tell me that, you're telling me that gravity in these things is like ruach sheina metzuya? That's fine, that's a chiddush. But then you're adding, ruach sheina metzuya, you're not chayv for otzeach. That's a yawner. You're not chayv for mammon either. Ah! Unless, I have a suggestion, truth, I have to check it out again in the Yom Shel Shlomo, but see if that, oh, it says there, but I have a suggestion. Okay, and this is again a little bit of, I'm going to get back to this for the Rajba as well. This is a little bit of a, you know, I wouldn't say a pet peeve, you know, because it sounds so petty. You know, there's a theory of mine, we'll say, or a speculation of mine. And that is that, again, you know, Tosas on Samach Amud Aleph and the Rajba, right, always like to say that if you have a Ruach Sheina Metzuya, which is present, right, at the beginning of the process, you know, then you're chai. Right? The question is that necessarily true? Definitely not buchrach in the, you know, Talmudic Mekoros. I mean, it depends how you read them, obviously. You know, depending on what you think about what the case of Liva or Livsa, what the case of Livsa Ruach is, and what the case of Liva Livsa Ruach is. Depending on how you read those cases, it may or may not be muchrach in the Talmud, but certainly per se it's not muchrach. And is it muchrach logically? As we already noted, you know, not necessarily. Again, if it's about pshia and asuke adaite, you know, then certainly it's reasonable to equate ruach sheina metzuya, which is present, like in the middle of, you know, Hurricane Sandy, you know, and all of a sudden you're lighting up, you know, fires. You know, so you're not going to say, oh, you know, it didn't occur to me that, you know, that it might go, pew, you know, down to NYU. It would be ridiculous to say that, right? Or at least some of the things would be ridiculous. How far, maybe? Okay. So if you're talking about the question of Shmira and Asuka Daite in that sense, then this ha'ara that ruach sheina metzuya is shenimtza is equivalent of ruach metzuya, maybe even better, right? You could argue maybe even better. Or you could always say, oh, ruach metzuya, but it's not there right now, you know. So maybe it'll, you know, maybe it'll go out by the time. Maybe even the little embers will go out by the time the ruach metzuya hits. You can make the case from a shmira point of view that ruach sheina metzuya, unless it's a calculation thing. Oh, ruach sheina metzuya, so it's, you know, it's hard to calculate. But that aside, from a Shmira point of view, it's certainly reasonable. What about from a integrating into the Maisa HaGavra point of view? Could be better, just for the same reason, right? Because it's already happening now. But it also could be worse. You might say, and that's what we've been discussing all along, just like some people think gravity doesn't integrate, and other people think gravity integrates even more, right? So here too. You could always say ruach sheina metzuya by definition is not integratable, because that it's not a natural force. You know, if you can't predict it, then even when you have it, it's a davar acher, correct? Or you also might be mechalek, you know, between different issues when it comes, as I already made the suggestion, when it comes to, you know, Livui, even if you want to say that Livui, right, Aidei Ruach Metzuya, whenever I say Livui, Aidei Ruach Metzuya, is Ruach Sheina Metzuya the same, Shenimtza the same, better or worse? That's one question. Another question is, what about Holacha? Right? Is Holacha, Aidei Ruach Sheina Metzuya, Shenimtza, equal, better or worse than Ruach Metzuya? In my opinion, you could be mechalek in those questions in either direction. So I think it's possible, I'm going to suggest soon that maybe this helps us for the Rajba too, on Sabach Amud Aleph, But is it possible that that's what the Marshal's girsa, at least, you know, could be signifying? Because the Marshal and others are right. I mean, what's he talking about? You know, Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah is not Rotzeach. Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah is not Mazik. So maybe, well, what about Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah Shenimtza? After all, we are comparing it to, you know, gravity and other things, right? So is it possible to say that even though Ruach Shena Metsuya Shenimtza is Chayv Mishamazik, just like I was suggesting a second ago, you know, that maybe it can be Mechalik in either direction between Halacha and Yetzira, and you could have said that it's not Eishem Shumchitzav at all, so too, is it possible that that's where you draw the line between Rotzeach and Mazik? I mean, Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah Shenimtza is Mazik, but Legabe Rotzeach, where you need not just lack of Shmira, right? But or whether the Hagdara of Maisa is just Girei, but it's more than that, you know, it's Maisa, exclusive Maisa, whatever it is, for that, Ruach Metzuyah maybe, but not Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah. Just like you also might have been Mechalik between Ruach Metzuyah. Frankly, once you're talking about this, you could have been Mechalik between Ruach Metzuyah, Shenimtza, you know, Bishas, Hamaisa, and Ruach Metzuyah that comes later. So maybe that's the idea here. Even if that's not what he meant, that might be a proper chil. Anyway, regarding the Marsha, so the Marsha says the following, very important, again. Okay. Here. The Eishnami Shelohi Misa Ela Baruch Metzuya Pater Mimisa. The Marshal Egia Ela Baruch Shena Metzuya Pater. V'yef Shalom Archein. The Baruch Shena Metzuya Leninus Kemam Enami Pater. Kamosha Katsutasov La'el. Again, my answer to that is no. Baruch Shena Metzuya Shenimtza, but we're going to be distinguishing in that regard. Okay. Bahid the parakama de bavakama, v'chebuka bakama duchtin. Od kosher, kim the kolhani dama l'ruach metzuya, kamash kosher lelim, kain ma tirtzu, baze, de bruach she'ena metzuya pata mimisa. V'im ratzon al-fi tirtzu v'lo dama l'ruach metzuya, l'ruach she'ena metzuya. I mean, that's another way to read it. What they mean is that what? That the gravity or sofa hachama lavo, that's like a ruach shena. That's another way you're suggesting. It doesn't read that way, but that's comparable to ruach shena mitsuya. Meaning that's not an integratable force. That's an independent, unpredictable, or even if it's predictable, but it's an independent force. Okay, but he says if that's the case, I like that as a possibility. Ikar chaser min hasefer in terms of parshanut. Gamen kan svar le damos from the ruach shena mitsuya. Keep it a sof kam of the tzina lavo the yipalatachas kamosha kasav la'el the pshitos manor mavenus lekinamasa. That part, the logical problem that he has with it, I don't think is an issue, as I said a second ago, because while sof kama and sof tzina lavo is inexorable and inevitable, right? That doesn't mean, maybe what's important about Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah is not its unpredictability per se, but the unpredictability that establishes it as an independent force that's not integratable. Right? Again, if the problem is Zihirus and Shmira, right, then probably a present Eina Metzuya is equal or better than all these. And Sof Chama and Sof Tzina Labo should always be Chayv. And it's certainly better than a Ruach Eina Metzuya Shelo Nimtza. Okay. But if the issue is to what extent can you harness these forces, you know, and integrate them on some level as a full and exclusive Maisa, as a Maisa, also as Girei Didei, as Chitzav at least, as Kocho? If that's the question, a Mechayiv of Maisa Hezek and so on, not just lack of Shmira, then, you know, Ruach Shena Metzuya. You know, the problem isn't, you know, its unpredictability. The problem is its integratability and maybe an inexorable, but for other reasons, unintegratable force is the same. Okay, so that part doesn't bother me. The efshar shu nidchak l'zeloshon, right? Ella shebetosves, language of Ella. V'nir dein kan mokom dachuk b'loshon toskvi niskas tosu shebetein avat salomer af im nira kol hani l'ruach mitzuya shu pater mimisa. Zalom b'chayvina b'ruach mitzuya elinya nezek v'atzalomar, right? V'resh. Ratzalomar ve'esh nami shelo heimis ela v'chulei. Devadei lamandam ve'esh mishum mamono enachay v'misa ela b'hitzis kufa sheleven. Aber lamanda amar esh mishum chitza v'esh l'chaybo afilu be'enim mitz begufo kugon chitzis b'makom acher. Right, im yochal esh lavo le'eved below ruach mitzuya klal chayiv. That's right, what Shua was mentioning. Meaning what he's now saying is that Eishem Mishum Chitzav only needs, right, and only works on the basis of fuel. And the Eishem Mishum Mamono is only Hitzis Mokom, you know, Mesachseches, or Hitzis B'Mokom. Okay. Now that part, the idea that Eishem Mishum Mamono needs Mesachseches and doesn't work through fuel, I mean that the Gaddish, Hidlikas HaGaddish, let's say, right, or you know, Kolachas in the Gemara, whatever. And again, we saw this a little bit in the Ramah, right, as well. You know, that, you know, if the fuel is also a din of Eishem Mishum Chitzav, is, I think, a reasonable, not Mukhrach, but a reasonable argument. You could have said even Eishem Mishum Mamono agrees that there's the equivalent of Chitzav when it's fuel. Okay, but that's an interesting question. But to suggest that Eishem Mishum Chitzav never works in Ruach Mitzuya, that's what he's suggesting for Tosas. That's how he's reading Tosas. Aye, so why you chayv mazik, as Asher said, Mishum Amon. Kmo shamar sham, kitetz eish me'atzma, right? Abal be'im eina yachal ha'esh lava le'beruach mitzuya, v'lo ruach klal lo ha'yachal lava l'sham pata mimisa, ve'eino chayv ala nezek, mishum dil inyan Chiyuv misa dalon chayv ela mishum chitzav havelay kakoch kocho kibud lo yochol agiya shemake de ruach mitzuya. So this is a kind of what Asher was suggesting, that that's the Marsha's view, but you just have to add that one point. Namely, where do you have eshem mishum chitzav? Only in fuel. Very hard to say that. I mean, it's not koach achar mura bo basically. Mash enken linyan niske mamon yesh lechayv de eshanami mishum mamono. What about the rest of the formulation, which is also strange? He points out, okay. The tzroros in koach kocho, ele koach echadu, ube koach kocho betzroros, mi boile de rabashi hasen perketza, the maybe should be only quarter, ube niske adam doesn't have tzroros, so shaykh tzroros, right? Well, shir devrayim kachu. Hocha afilu b'koch kocho chayv nezek shalem. V'lo dami l'tzroros. Hainanami mehaitam ashamarnu de'ein shaykh tzroros gabi nizke adam. V'shuv kasavnu milsa be'anpe nafshe adela'el. Avgam t'koch kocho pato linyan misa. It's nezek mamon. In chayv mishum nizke mamon. Mishum mamono. Okay, so that is his view. I find the Marsha to be very, very difficult to say that Eishem Mishum Chitzav doesn't apply, you know, to Ruach Mitzuya. I think that's practically impossible to say. Though I totally understand what motivated him. So what I prefer is what I was suggesting before. Namely, that what Tosis is saying is two things. Number one, that other forces other than Ruach Mitzuya are Koach Kocho. And number two, that Ruach Mitzuya itself is a special din in Mazik. Okay. Now, what does it have to do with Eisho Mishum Mamono? Right? So that I'm not sure. And again, that whole part of the Tosis is very difficult. There, a lot has been written to try to be Mefaneach with an ayin, meaning to decipher, that's the right word, what Tosis means in these words. But I think it's possible, at least, that this too is an expression similar to the discussion of the Rambam, and actually, ironically, the Marshal's, you know, Rashi, you know, about the relationship between Eishem Mishum Chitzav and Eishem Mishum Amur. Meaning that because Esho is also Mishum Amono and not just Mishum Chitzav, as we were trying to explain in, way back when we started the Sugya, right, we were trying to suggest that when the Gemara gives that answer, so again, we know the conventional meaning, the Marshal is reading it the conventional way. There's Eishem Mishum Chitzav, there's Eishem Mishum Amono, never the twain shall meet. You're always going to be machmir lefi the koach of whichever one is more machmir. End of story. Right? But the other way to read it is that the Gemara originally thought that there are two radical views, Eishem Mishum Chitzav and Eishem Mishum Amono. And at that point, the Gemara perhaps thought that Eishem Mishum Amono is totally shoro, and Eishem Mishum Chitzav is totally Adam HaMazik. And that Kroy will work for Rotzeach, and Kam Libidraba Minei, and all the good things, etc. However, once the Gemara says, you know, Rabbi Yochanan also believes in Eishem Mishum Amono. Again, whether that means that there are two dinim, still, like the conventional view, or there's only one din, like the Rambam, or even Rama may have two dinim. But the point is that even if there are, even if you want to emphasize two dinim, what we're saying in the Gemara's Maskana, which explains again the new search for nafkamina, right, etc., everything we said, I don't need to go over it, is that we're now, by virtue of acknowledging Rabbi Yochanan's, you know, mamono, we're now tempering, right, chitzav, because it's all one parsha, so the gradations apparently are two aspects. So then, I'm not saying Tosis means this. I'm saying that would work to explain this Tosis. Tosis is saying, listen, Esho Mishum Chitzav works only in Ruach Metzuya. Everything else is Koach Kocha. But even the integration of Ruach Metzuya in Esho Mishum Chitzav only works for Mazik. It doesn't work for Rotzeach. Because we're no longer thinking that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are mutually exclusive. We moderated Rabbi Yochanan, which caused us to search for different nafkamina, right? One of which, by the way, was Chovel, right? One of the ha'aros that, you know, Rebelvel makes when he says, you know, Eishem Shum Chitzav doesn't apply to Rotzeach, right? If it applied to Rotzeach, then why did the Gemara give that nafkamina? Why are they happy with Chovel? Right? So all I'm saying is that that happens to work in perfectly with this perspective, this second perspective at Tosis, if that may be what he means. Meaning, the Esho Mishum Chitzav doesn't work in Rotzeach. Because once we introduced Mamono, that changed the bite, the acuity, right, of Eishem Mishum Chitzav. And once that is true, it doesn't work for Rotzeach anymore. Maybe that also explains why Kam Le'Bedraba Minei is no longer a problem. Not for the Rambam. Rambam still has it, because the Rambam paskens it. Maybe Kam Le'Bedraba Minei L'Halacha for Rabbi Yochanan doesn't apply on the basis of Eishem Mishum Chitzav. Yeah?
So, I mean, once we have that reading at the end of Tosfos, then we can go back to reading.
What's that?
I mean, with that understanding that Tosis is referring to the kind of integration of the mono pizzas, then couldn't we go back to reading the ratio of Tosis the way I want to read it? Or like Marshall was essentially reading it?
What? No, why wouldn't you want to read it the way I'm reading it?
Well, meaning,
or are we reading it now the same way? So let's go back. I'm suggesting that this is how to read Tosis. Ruach Metzuya is more integratable than any other force, for the reasons that we mentioned. Okay? And for that reason, you're chayiv. Maybe even Rosh Hashanah Metzuya Shenimtza too. I don't know, because I'm not. What I said about the Marshal is one thing. Now we're getting back to the Girsa of Ruach Metzuya. Correct?
But I feel like Tosfos is not distinguishing between pizza and everything else. Right? He says Eish Nami, he seems to want to integrate Eish with everything else, that it works pretty much the same way. Right? And later in the Tosas, he said that Eish is also Krav Koko. But because of the whole Mimono thing,
what I'm trying to avoid, let me make clear, I'm trying to avoid the Marsha's conclusion that Eish Mishum Chitzav is limited to cases where there's fuel and doesn't apply Beruach Mitzuyah.
Right.
Have you avoided that?
Yeah, meaning we can still avoid saying that by saying that Beruach Mitzuyah is not fundamentally more integratable than anything else. It's just that because we have the din of Mimono, therefore...
But I'm saying, is there Eishem Mishum Chitzav Ayidei Beruach Mitzuyah ever?
Yes, but only because of the contribution that Mimono makes to Chitzav.
I'm not following. What do you mean? That's not how the Marsha understands it.
All right. Meaning,
Marsha understands that Eishem Shum Chitzav is limited to fuel, right? And that, again, I think it's very fascinating in Marsha, don't get me wrong. I think it's an important shita. And that otherwise, but Ruach Mitzuyah is kol like everything else, right? But Yochai Mishum Mamono. End story. I want to avoid that conclusion because I think that it is extremely dochak in Shas to say that Eishem Shem Chitzav doesn't apply to Ruach Mitzuyah, when most of the cases of Shas, I talk about Eish, are cases of Ruach Mitzuyah, where there's no fuel keeping it going, right? Okay. Now, once that is the case, the problem is I encounter... several difficulties. One is, I'm just trying to explain my thinking here. One is that, is Ruach Mitzuyah fully integratable or is it not? Is it Koach Kocho or is it Kocho? A, that's question number one. Question number two is, Tosa says something about Eishem Mishum Mamono. Like, what's that got to do with anything? Bishlomo the Marsha, he's taking a clear stand on Koach Kocho. Ruach Mitzuyah is Koach Kocho. And then he's explaining the factor of Mamono. So from a Parshanut point of view, Marsha is perfect. The only thing is you have to buy the conclusion that Eishem Mishum Chitzav never applies to Ruach Mitzuyah. But according to me, I have these problems. So my answer is, no, I don't have any. I mean, I do have problems. But what I'm saying is, no. What we're trying to explain here is something else. We're trying to explain why in the world of Mazik, Ruach Mitzuyah is integratable, but not in the world of Rotzeach. And the answer that the Marsha is invoking for that is, yeah, because we have moderated our view of Chitzav in the end of the Sugya by bringing in the fact that Rabbi Yochanan also believes in Mamono. So now we believe in a Chitzav, right, which is Kocho, Legabe, Mazik, or Geirei, whatever you want to call it, but it's not enough for Rotzeach. Shalom al Yisrael. That's how I'm reading it. Now, how are you reading it? To avoid the conclusion, I assume you also want to avoid the conclusion that Ruach Mitzuyah doesn't apply to Chitzav?
Yeah,
okay, so Ruach Mitzuyah applies to Chitzav, right? Ruach Mitzuyah will apply to Eishem Shem Chitzav too. Or Eishem Shem Chitzav will apply in the case of Ruach Mitzuyah Linyan Mamon. Is it a Koach Kocho or a Kocho?
I mean, so Tosfos seems to call it Koach Kocho in some sense, but maybe he just thinks that...
Okay, so Koach Kocho works in... Once Kocho works in Mazik, why won't gravity and Sof Chama Lava work? They're Kocho, why shouldn't they work in Mazik? He's clearly saying they're not.
Well, isn't he just saying that they're Putter in Mishpat?
Oh, you think he's saying that they work too in Momo?
Right, I just want to say that...
Oh, you want to take a different reading of Tosis?
Right,
Most
of the parshanut of the Marsha without that conclusion of...
So now we have another pshat. You're saying... Okay, like me, you want to avoid that conclusion, but your suggestion is to say the following: What Tosas said but then you're saying Ruach Mitzuyah is the equivalent of the others.
Right.
Okay. Is that really?
Tosas is trying to address that.
You're saying like this: Koach, everything Ruach Mitzuyah and gravity and Sof Kamalavo, all of these are Koach Kocha. In general. However, there's also a bit of a chiddush. Even though they are Koach Kocho, not Kocho,
the
They're chayiv and mazik. One second. They're chayiv and mazik, but of course they're potter in rotzea. All of them are. And why are they chayiv and mazik? Betoras mamono?
Well,
no, but then you're back to...
Well, no, maybe because...
Or midin chitzav because of mamono.
Right. Maybe midin chitzav because of mamono. Or maybe because of the other Tosfos that, you know, maybe we could be mukim at the Tzuya Tadir. But that would be another thing.
Okay, so basically, what you're saying ends up being very similar to what I'm saying. The only difference between us, if we want to save Ruach Metzuya for chitzav, which is our motivation, both of our motivation, right? You know, we're just like Rabbi Yochanan, you know, loyalists. You know, we don't want to lose Ruach Metzuya for Rabbi Yochanan, right? So basically, the difference between what we're saying is that I'm saying that Tosfos pauses and says two things, right? One is that there's a difference between Ruach Metzuya and these other cases, these other factors. I'm saying, and however, even though Ruach Metzuya is integratable regarding Mazik, that doesn't mean it's integratable regarding Rotzeach, right? Because Mamono tempers that Chitzav. That's what I'm saying for Tosis. Okay? And what you're saying is, no, there aren't two points in Tosis. The explanation is exactly what I just said. I mean, once you introduce Mamono, you have tempered Chitzav. That tempering of Chitzav explains why Chitzav will work in Mazik and not in Rotzeach. In Mazik and Chovel, but not in Rotzeach. However, that tempering or that middle status is responsible not only for Ruach Metzuya in Eishem Shem Chitzav, but even Eishem Shem Chitzav of Koach Kocho generally.
He doesn't give any indication that Ruach Metzuya is different than the other things, right?
Well, I thought that's what the first line meant. I thought that's...
Right? It's trying to connect everything else.
Okay, I hear. But then you're saying that Sof Chamalavo and all these things would work, nafkamina, between how we're reading it is, would Sof Chamalavo and would gravity work in terms of Chitzav, right, in Mazik?
But thinks that Kovid Kamoso... Parallel to
that's the first day of Tosis.
Meaning, even
that's all the first day of Tosis.
In terms of the Metzias of whether it's considered Kofo or Kofo, it's still the same.
I mean, not really. I'm saying Tosis might say that's still Beruach Metzuya. I'm saying that all bets are off. Everything. Yeah, everything Tosis says, that doesn't bother me at all. Everything Tosis says before the Inami is based on assumption. That all of two assumptions. Okay, let's say it this way. Everything Tosfos says in Bava Kama, Anun Vava Bet Aleph, and in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vava Bet Aleph, right? Ayin Zayin Bet Aleph, sorry, until the Inami is based on two assumptions. One is that Eishem Shem Chitzav works not only in Mazik, right? And he's quoting Kam Levid Rav Amine, remember. In Sanhedrin, he's quoting Kam Levid Rav Amine to prove it. It works not only in Mazik, it works, I'm sorry, it's taking so long, also in Rotzeach, also in Shechita. If it works, it works. Correct? That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is, Ruach Metzuya has no special yichus. Whatever is true for Ruach Metzuya is true also for Sof Kamalavo, right? And for gravity. You agree? Those are two assumptions. When Tosfos says Inami, what we're asking is, which of those assumptions are being challenged? I'm saying both. In my reading, as opposed to Asher's, I'm ending up saying both. The first thing Tosfos is telling you is, unlike Ruach Metzuya, because again, remember, Tosfos never says the words that Ruach Metzuya are Koach Kocho. Correct? Well, in the end, with the part with the Tzroros that's messed up a little bit anyway. I mean, he's also calling Tzroros Kol there.
Oh.
Right. Okay, now I'm not so adamantly arguing with you, although I still think this is... But just to sum it up, I'm saying Tosas turns their back on both assumptions. The first few words of Tosas turns their back on the assumption that Ruach Mitzuya equals Sof Chamalavo gravity. And Tosas is saying, no, those are Koach Kocho. Ruach Mitzuya is the only, you know, integratable. And what will it say about, again, Ruach Sheina Mitzuya Shenimtza? I don't know. I think it's an equal, better or worse. I'm not sure. Goes back to what I said before. Then in the continuation, Tosas says, and by the way, assumption number two is also wrong. They could both be wrong, right? Namely, it's not true that deskazesh mishum chitzav, that hu adin l'rotzeach, and l'shchita, and l'tfil sadayim, and l'shabbos. Because once we've introduced the factor that Rabbi Yochanan believes in mamono, we've moderated it, which would help also explain how you get out of chabes on the base, because that was enough for the Rabbah. That was all before the Gemara came to its conclusion. Okay. So the nafkamina between the two ways of reading it. So basically, just to sum up, because I want to move on. Oh, you want to say something more?
Kofif Kamaso is not a case of Ruach for Ruach Mitzuya. You're not integrating.
Kofif Kamaso, when there's a Ruach, there is a Ruach Mitzuya.
You're not using the Ruach Mitzuya. You're just moving. You're not integrating the Ruach Mitzuya at all. You're just
so that's an interesting ha'ara. But I don't think. I think it's a ha'ara. I don't think it's a. I don't think it's a demonstrative proof of anything. You're just pointing out that, you know, again, Tosa says, you see from Kofef Komas Chavero, let's say the way Tosa says it in both places, right? Again, but in the first answer, that there's no difference between Makarav Aruach Lanezek, or Lanizak, and Makarav Anizak Laruach. V'im Kain, I have all these other questions. Okay? Now, there's no evidence that in the second day of Tosas went back on that idea. So, if you know you take that to that equation to be correct, and Ruach Mitzuya has some special yichus, we still would end up holding that the integratable aspect or component of Ruach Mitzuya applies in either way. Now, I said, a little bit this is influenced by what I said, if you toss aside Tosas' formulation equating them, right, one could have suggested that you see from the sugya in Bava Kama, right, that both cases are chayiv, but that doesn't mean that they're equal. I was suggesting that a way out of the whole problem would be to say, legabe this question of kirov anizak lahamazik or kirov amazik lahanizak, maybe specifically in Ruach Mitzuya, or maybe more broadly, maybe we should be mechalik between mazik and rotzeach. Now, if you take that mentality, so then your ha'ara is a good ha'ara. Namely, well, in the end of the day, we still have to deal with kofif kamas chavero, right? So that's not about integratability. Probably that shows that koach kocho works in this kimamo. That's what you're saying. Okay. So I think that's a point. I don't think it's a proof. Because, as I say, it could be that just Tosas thinks that isn't true. Tosas thinks that legabe ruach mitzuya, there's just no difference between those two things. He doesn't think there's a difference between Ortseach and mazik for that. So maybe he doesn't think that there's a difference.
I just don't understand how kofif kamos is more koko than a case of sof chamalavo.
Because it goes to what I said before, which is, you know, maybe the ruach, this is still the way that fire spreads. And it's also maybe the kind of force that is situated perfectly conceptually. Namely, it's not too little, right? It's not, you know, the mass of the object that did in the Cheftza, and it's not too much. You know, it's not a relentless, inexorable, constant, independent planetary force. Ruach Mitzuya is exactly in the sweet spot for being integratable. Right. If either of those two points are correct, one, the other, or both, right, then Ruach Mitzuya is different than Sof Chamalavo and gravity. and therefore more integratable. Even if you're talking about, even though I totally agree with you, and again, what you're saying is a variation of what I was suggesting, not for Tosis, but to get out of the whole problem, Meirosh. So I totally know where it's coming from and agree with it. That's why I say it's a good Ha'ara. But if the sweet spot in terms of how much dependence, how much independence, or the way fires, its integration into the way that fires typically spread, if those points are true, I would say Af al pi kein. Okay? Anyways, the nafka mina between what we're saying is very simple. Again, in both cases, we're not interpreting like the Marsha. We're not limiting Teisha v'Shem Chitzav to fuel, which I think is a huge... I totally understand where he gets it from, but again, I find it, you know, to be fascinating, but very unconvincing. The nafka mina between what we're saying is, will this Dayan Tosfos still be mechalek in mazik between Ruach Metzuya and these other cases? Is Tosfos arguing, I'm glad we're pinning it down, is Tosfos arguing with both assumptions of the first presentation, or is he only arguing with, we'll call it the second one, namely the equation between Rotzeach and Mazik, but he's not arguing at all about the relationship between Ruach Metzuya and Sof Chama and gravity. Good? Okay, way too much time on that, but good that we clarified. Okay. And I'm sure the other Achronim, you know, have other suggestions. Maybe we'll talk a little more about them. I have to check the Marshal again, but the Marshal's view of Ruach Shein Metzuya, again, I don't know if this is what he had in mind, but that's my way of being machshirid. The benefit in all these things, let me just make clear, is even if we're totally wrong about Tosis or the Marshal, it would be nice to be right, because then we're speaking about major halachic authority figures and their view. But even if we're totally wrong, what we're exploring, the questions that we're exploring, are totally objectively valid, you know, chilukim and questions. Okay? Namely, Ruach Shein Metzuya's role vis-a-vis Ruach Metzuya and gravity and Sof Chama Labo is a very legitimate question. And the question of, the two assumptions on the first day of Tosis, each one, and the link to Mamono are very legitimate issues. So if it isn't true for Tosis or for the Marshal, these are still very important issues to try to pin down. Okay. Let us move on. Was there any questions, or we're good with that? Okay, go. Just a comment before we move on back to the main topic. When we were talking about Mitzamtzim, so we noted the Tosis in Sanhedrin, and the Kiddush Yaron in Sanhedrin, and the Ra'ah here in Shinim Kubetzes in Baba Kama, right? We noted two things. Number one, that there's a general, much, much bigger, Rabbi was pointing this out. Robbie's still here? Oh, there he is. There. Good. Robbie's pointing out also after this year, and I think we made references to this when we discussed Bohr a little bit. We were talking about the concept of Kedei Lahamis, or this question of the relationship between Mazik and Rotzeach, you know, is a massive question. It's a very big question. And the idea that there should be a hierarchy, you know, a simple hierarchy that would account for all of the issues, either in one direction or another, again, requiring more formalism for Otseach because the stakes are greater, you're going to put the person to death, you know, etc. Or the opposite, saying Gram Misa, because what's heinous about it is the Ibud HaNefesh that it causes, you know, and so on. The simple, mutually exclusive positions are very clear. And what we've tried to show is that it could be, according to many Rishonim, that it's much more complicated than that. And that the idea of, Shogeg Kemezid Onus Keratzon, you know, for Mazik, which understandably doesn't, you don't have that for Rotzeach, because part of the Rotzeach thing is the fact that it is, you know, Bekavana, But the Mitzamtzem debate and the question whether that's connected to the general din of Garmi, etc., and then the question of, for example, Kedei Lahamis, right? In Rotzeach Ben Mezid, there's certainly a din of Kedei Lahamis, as there is according to many Rishonim in Bor, in this game Mamon. But in regular Mazik, there may not be a din in Kedei Lahazik. Right? In Chovel, there seems to be some sort of in-between status. We talked about this at the time, which makes sense, because it is in between Mazik, between this game Mamon, Adam Mazik, Chovel, Rotzeach. Even in, the Rav used to point out, in the name of his father as well, that even in Rotzeach Bishgaga, there appears not to be, in the Rambam at least, a requirement of Kedei Lahamis. By the way, Kedei Lahamis, I mean by Kedei Lahamis, exactly what we talked about before, meaning somebody does something and somebody dies. You know, does it have to be a predictable, you know, Kedei Lahamis kli or action, etc.? But, you know, we know he died because of this action. Why do we necessarily care that formally it was Kedei Lahamis? That again, is another, if it's Gram Misa, you know, then obviously we care less about it. And if it's Maisa Rotzeach, more. So that is also a very important issue. If you're going to be Mechalik between Shogeg, for example, and Mezid, it shows that it's a din in the Onesh and in Tzicha rather than in Horeg. You know, what's considered a Maisa Hariga? What's considered a Maisa Ritzicha? Or Ritzicha B'mezid, Ritzicha B'shogeg? What about Chova? What about Mazik? So there are a lot of issues, and the role of Grum obviously is one of them. And Mitzamtzem, you know, throws kind of a monkey wrench into everything, because you have this view in the Gemara, you know, that we are going to be more Machmir, you know, in Rotzeach than we are in Mazik. So if you take the view of some of the Rishonim, what we saw was some of the Rishonim say, yeah, we don't accept that. That's all Bidin Garmi. And then we have the Ra'ah, who seem to have, you know, in one sentence, two different emphases, one of which is, you know, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. The other is that the Chiddush HaTorah maybe is that since you're dealing physically with the mace, that constitutes a Maisa, not just Grama. Now, the Chiddush HaTorah is that this particular Grama of Mitzamtzeim is Chayev, right? In other words, the Chiddush HaTorah is that Grama is Chayev and Nezek more than, I'm sorry, in Rotzeach more than in Nezek. The Chiddush HaTorah is that this particular, you know, Grama, even though it's Grama and therefore should be less than Nezek, less effective than a Nezek, is Chayiv. Or the Chiddush HaTorah is that since, you know, this Grama is Begufo Shel Ameis, that it's considered a Mais. Okay. And this, so the, all these questions, you have to make a huge list comparing Rotzeach and Mazik and Chovel and Adam HaMazik and Nizkei Mamon, etc. But just to bring to your attention that this is it's not just the Ra'ah, but that this is a very lively debate in the Sugya there in Sanhedrin. The Ravan takes the view that Mitzamtzeim is the equivalent of a Maisi B'Yadayim. L'maskana does not that the Chiddush is that Grama is Chayiv in Rotzeach. But again, I had it all. I was going to bring in the Kamoi on, because he has these things combined, on the Sanhedrin. I just forgot at home. But the language of the Ravon is unmistakable, that it's Maisa B'Yadayim. The Riaz suggests that that Gufa is the Machlokas into 2 days in the Gemara, namely whether it's considered Maisa B'Yadayim or Grama. If it's Grama, then it's not going to apply to Rotzeach. It's only going to apply to... I'm sorry. If it's Grama, then it's not going to apply to Rotzeach either. The debate between Ravina, what is it, and Ravacha is that Ravina holds that the Mechayiv of Nezek is also Asa B'Yadayim. And I'm sorry, yeah. The Riaz says that we paskin that even in Nezek this is considered Maisa B'Yadayim, and that's the reason why you are Chayiv for Rotzeach. And the other mandama, Rav Acha, is of the opinion, like that formulation beginning in the Ra'ah, that in Nefashos, Goreim becomes Oseh, but only in Rotzeach, only in Nefashos. But in Mamon, its Nishar remains Grum. In other words, there's no Deya that thinks that Mitzamtzeim is Chayiv in Rotzeach, but Torah's Grumma. The debate only is whether it's objective Maisa Mitzamtzeim, or it's Mitzamtzeim, you know, Dafka Legabe Rotzeach, or it's Maisa Dafka Legabe Rotzeach. On the other hand, the Riaz notes that the Tosus Rid thinks that everybody agrees that Mitzamtzeim is Grama, and the debate is whether you're Chayiv Rotzeach Dafka, right, as a Chiddush Dafka Midin Grama, or maybe across the board Grama. Like Bali Tosis. So just so you should be aware that you know, that is a very explicit debate in the Rishonim, and the Ra'az, an important formulation of combining those two things here. Okay. Now let's move on to, again, a little bit more about Rotzeach and Avanos Akino Maso. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef here in the Sugya of Gimel Amud Aleph, right, is mostly famous for his Tzvi. I'd say the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef on Chav Gimel, the second parak sugya, first one that we did. Hashem Shabbatim says from Mamona. Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is most famous for, probably the all-time most famous Nebuchadnezzar Yosef ever. Quite a statement, right? See? With such a description. Aaron?
It's in your reference to the Hadlakas Neros question.
Hadlakas Neros question. You didn't see it? What? You definitely could not have forgotten it if you saw it. Okay, so make sure to see it because we're going to discuss it more fully. Oh, I'm not going to be here Sunday because I'm going to be out of town. So the regular shiur, the Sunday shiur, will be Monday at 1. Okay? Do we have something next week? Is it Tuesday?
I think so. After Friday.
Okay, yeah. So, so the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is well known. I mean, not just well known, this is the most famous Nebuchadnezzar Yosef ever. About his, you know, Eshem Shemchitza of, you know, Adlokas Neros Shabbos question. Coming back to you? No, then you haven't seen it. Okay. What's the question? Glad?
The window that opens up? Is it that
one? No. What window? Moshe?
He shows me Shemchitza of, like, have you ever light Shabbos candles?
How can you light candles Erev Shabbos? Since they're going to still be burning on Shabbos, you should be in violation of Mavir. And that's quite a question, right? That's like a Minchas Chinuch question that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef asked. Like, what's wrong with this question? Okay. In addition to assuming, of course, that, not wrong, but that Eshem Shemchitza applies to Hilchos Shabbos, also what else does it assume about what Chitzav means, which is our massive big topic, part of our massive big topic, right? We'll get to that. But in addition to that, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef also has another ha'ara in that sugya, where he says, anybody see in the name of the Rama, I believe, he says, since Rapapa, who is searching for, this is how we, you know, again, we're trying to learn the first six prakim through the first, you know, kind of eight or nine dapim, but you know, we'll have to get back to the first parak, but, you know, how do we get into Aish? Rapapa.
It said the word Aish in the Gemara.
What?
It said the word Aish in the Gemara.
No, because the Gemara was looking for, you know, told the same Lav Kiyotze Bahem.
Not that bad.
It told the same Lav Kiyotze Bahem, right? And the Gemara says, well, what is, what about Aish? Right? So what is the told of Aish? Avaros HaKinu Maso, Shenicha Barosh HaGag. And then the Gemara says, no, that's, you know, Kol HaKamur, about that, that's like the Av. So that's not a case of told the same Lav Kiyotze Bahem. Correct? Yeah? Okay. And you did the Chazarish here. Yeah. So, okay. So, So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef has a Ahara in the name of the Rama. I believe it's in the name of the Rama. Who saw it? That we see from here, because the Gemara ends up saying the only what's a told same Lav Kiyotze Bahem? In the end?
Soros.
Right? So obviously not Avaros HaKinu Maso, says the Rama, somebody could find the line, that you see from here that the toldos of Aish are like Aish, and that the debate about Aishem Shemchitza, Aishem Shemamono apply to the paradigm Aish and also to the toldos of Aish. You have it there, Nathan? After the other one. You don't have it on Chav Gimel? It's a good line. Who has it? Go ahead, Alex.
Umistabra,
is the name of the Rama?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrific line. So, of course, this, of course, puts some pressure, right, on the shita of the Ra and Reb Chaim, right, both of whom argued, right, each in their own way, that Avonos Akino Maso, Shenicham Berosh Agag, V'Nafal Beruach Mitzuya, right, is only Mishum Mamono, and not Mishum Chitza. Right, obviously, he's precluding, either he's referring to those Shita, well, not to Reb Chaim, but to that Shita, either he knew it, or he was, you know, considering it, but rejecting it. But it raises an important question, and that is, yeah, so how will you explain, you know, so why isn't it told the same Lav Kiyotza by him? Why isn't that a great example of it? Oh. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Obviously, you know, if you want to say that Mamono and Chitzav are both Eish, you know, but, you know, take a position like Rabbeinu Yonah, or a little bit the Marshal, remember that? That, like, the Mamono part is actually the classic Eish, you know, and that the Chitzav one is kind of a, you know, a diluted Adama Mazik, you know, in Eish, but it's not really the Ikar Eish, which is the opposite of our instinctive view, and probably the opposite of, you know, of the majority view for sure, then that might be, you know, a way to solve this problem. Meaning the fact that something doesn't have chitzav doesn't mean, you know, it's not lav kiyotzav. Okay, that's one thing to say. Or that the question of chitzav and mamono, like another possibility, is again what we've been saying, you know, kind of today, which is that, you know, chitzav and mamon, especially in the machlokes, the Gemara comes to its maskana, you know, that even Rabbi Yochanan believes in mamono. So even if mamono isn't ikar, right, but what you might say is that, you know, that causes us to reassess, again, the gap between chitzav and mamono, right? And as we've discussed, and I was suggesting it again, you know, for Tosas in a way today, Tosas and Sanhedrin, and therefore the, you know, there's a kind of like a, you know, continuum along the line of, you know, how much Maisa Hezek there is in Eish. So Mamono and Chitzav, you know, are a function, right, of the Metzius of a particular Eish. So instead of seeing, you know, again, if you think that, you know, Chitzav and Mamono are mutually exclusive, and that Chitzav, you know, therefore is a major, like, perspective on the soul of the core of what Eish is, to the exclusion of Mamono. So then to say, oh, there's a tolda, you know, that, or all toldos, or a tolda, you know, that doesn't have chitza, certainly one would think would qualify it as lav kiyotze by him. Right? But the more you think that, you know, that chitza and Mamono are varying, you know, degrees of tziruv to the Maisa Hezek, or you know, or a diluted Maisa Hezek, as the case may be, right, the more the gap between them is not as great, and especially if one moderates the other, which is basically almost the same thing, right? So then that, you know, that there will be more acute Aishas and less acute Aishas quantitatively, you know, with the effect of Mamono and Chitzav, right? But, you know, that's kind of a natural, rather than a radical, you know, difference between the Av and the Tolda, and doesn't qualify it for a Papa's Lav Kiyotze by him. Okay. Having said that, we're aware that the Ra'ah really does hold this way, namely that Avonos Akino Maso is not in the category of Chitzav, and Reb Chaim Hilchos Shcheinim holds this way as well. Okay. So, so what I want to pick up with on Monday, I really want to try to finish off, is I want to discuss Reb Chaim, because he makes some interesting ha'aros along the way. I want to then finish off the question of Rotzeach by discussing the Griz and Minchas Chinuch, and you know, some other things that one could say, although we've seen a lot about that already. And then I want to discuss the Shabbos part of the topic. That's the Nebuke Yosef. How to explain the sugya of Zorah, Malachas Machshebes, Rashi, the Rosh. If you get a chance to look at those two Avni Nezers, they kind of highlight, you know, things a lot. I want to just go through, again, the factors on Samach Chavad Aleph. I want to talk about the Rajba and Tosas argument about, you know, Shnehem Yecholim. You know, if the Ruach Yachal and the Adam Yachal, Balik Tosas assume that you definitely would be Potter in that case. The Rajba assumes that you would be Chayiv, right? And it's an interesting Rajba, so I want to look at that, as well as the other factors in that Gemara. Maybe just try to mop up all the outstanding things. Okay, so again, hopefully, then we'll talk a little bit about still Koach Achar Urabo, and about that one other sugya about the kolachas and the, but hopefully by the end of I'm hoping by the end of next week that we can, you know, close the chapter of Aish.